is up. It is me, George G. We've got another awesome episode of the Aligned Money Show coming your way featuring Mark Miller. He is the CEO of Hilton Tax and Wealth Advisors, a two-time author. His newest book is Hilton Wealth, How to Invest Like an American Dynasty. We had a great conversation, started, of course, with Two Truths and a Lie, moved on to talking about tax mitigation strategies, the realities of our current income tax code and case law, and what one can do, what individuals, what companies can do in order to position themselves for success when it comes to tax planning. We talked about the importance of not only having an investment strategy and plan, but also a tax strategy and written tax plan. Finally, an important or good or great and good, great and important difference-making tip on why you should trust your gut, especially when it comes to the amount of money that you are paying in taxes. I know you're going to love it. Let's go. Mark, to get us started, give me two truths and a lie, please, sir.
Well, let's see. Two truths and a lie. I am the executive producer on a upcoming Mel Gibson movie.
Huh?
I am a big NCAA basketball fan. And I am friends with Taylor Swift.
Wow. those are excellent right there. Big got a movie. You are the producer of a Mel Gibson film coming up. You're a big NCAA, you said basketball
fan.
And that you're friends with Taylor Swift. Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing. Okay. My goodness. I do not think that you are an NCAA basketball fan.
Okay. I happen to be a very big NCAA basketball fan.
All right.
My favorite sport. And I am the executive producer on a Mel Gibson film coming up called Flight Risk that will be released in October.
Okay.
And I've only met Taylor Swift. I am not a friend of hers.
Yeah. Just casual acquaintances.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. She would not recognize. I'm sure she would not say to me, hey, Mark, how are you doing? I'm sure that would not be if she saw me again. She wouldn't know who the heck I was.
Or maybe she's got one of those.
So that's
brains.
The big lie.
Yeah. Well,
yes. Yes.
Those were excellent, Mark. Well done. You for sure got me. So who is your team? who is your basketball team?
My basketball team are the Kansas Jayhawks.
Okay.
So I'm a big fan. I love college basketball and I love traditional and the history of the team. And so I happen to be a big fan of theirs.
That's awesome. And how does one produce a Mel Gibson film?
And we'll talk about, I have worked with the Hilton family for years and we have done a number of different movie productions and we'll continue to do more. And, I through the Hiltons, me and many of my other clients too, have joined in as executive producing that film coming up again called Flight Risk with Mark Wahlberg in it in October.
Very cool. I'm sure that was a very neat experience. So
yes, it was. We were just came back from the Cannes Film Festival and that was a very unique experience. Really cool.
Awesome. Well, I will look forward to that. Great. Well, aside from that and everything
movie.
Else it's going on.
Well, I say that I'm telling people to go to the movie, but I'm an executive producer. I'm one of the money guys, so I'm not involved in all the creative. So if it's not as good as, say, the Gladiator movie coming up with Ridley Scott or something, do not blame me. Do not get mad at me. Just right. Sit back, enjoy the movie, enjoy what you can of the movie. But I think it's a pretty good script. It was a script that Mel Gibson has been trying to do for 10 years and finally was able to get it done. So
awesome. Understood. All right, Mark. Well, what is top of mind for you right now when it comes to personal finance, money, taxes?
Well, top of mind is, and since we're partnered with the Hilton family and I'm the CEO of Hilton Tax and Wealth Advisors, top of mind is just continuing to kind of fulfill the passion that Brad Hilton and I have. Brad Hilton is the grandson of Conrad Hilton. The passion to really get kind of advanced wealth building strategies that the wealthiest of the wealthiest use, the Hiltons and a lot of other people kind of in their sphere use to get those strategies down to Main Street. So we've done that through Hilton Tax and Wealth Advisors, which again is our passion, Brad and I's passion, a lot of advanced tax mitigation strategies, again, for more average investors. And so a couple of years ago, I did a book called The Tax-Free Business Owner. It's not just for business owners, for all kinds of investors and people that are paying too much in taxes, really. And most people are, they don't even know they're overpaying in taxes. And then my second book that just was released just a couple of weeks ago called Hilton Wealth, How to Invest Like an American Dynasty. So those are the things that are top of mind and everything that comes from that and just plugging our clients into the Hilton Financial Network to help them protect their money more, save money on taxes, put more money in their pockets that way, and ultimately make better returns and safer returns over time.
I appreciate that. So what's changed, if anything? Is it just barriers have come down to get access to these strategies? We're just more aware of them now.
So, George, that's a great question. And you kind of hit on it there. Kind of the information revolution has allowed that to happen to where there is more information out there. I do caution people because really what we do is we plug people into the smart money side of investing, tax mitigation, and all of that, which really wasn't available at all maybe 20 years ago, 15 years ago. And now with the information revolution, it has come down a little more to Main Street, but there's still not access to it. Like if you go on the internet and try to find strategies and do all of that, it's still pretty impossible to get cohesive plans and do it properly. But what's happened in that process is wealthier people and even institutions have realized now that there is a big market on the retail side, and it's okay to start letting some of these strategies in. If you've got, let's say, a portfolio of 250,000, 500,000 or more, as opposed to having to have 10, 15, $20 million to access these type of strategies. So I would say, if anything, it's more just kind of the information revolution and the speed of information. And it's kind of, in some ways, they've been forced to a little bit to kind of tap into that market now and go for kind of more quantity rather than, you know, bigger chunks of money, not necessarily quality, money is money, but bigger chunks of money to be able to access these things.
Got it. Okay. So what is tax mitigation? And then we can get into some of the strategies themselves.
Yeah, big words. Saving money on your taxes. I'll make it simple. Basically, what we do and kind of what the wealthy do is they treat their taxes like they would have an investment plan. They also have a tax plan, usually written tax plans. We help people design written tax plans and do a deep dive into the codes for various strategies. The Hilton Financial Network has about 128 different strategies, tax mitigation strategies. Many of those are proprietary, but many of those are just kind of deep dive into the 178,000 pages of codes. The myth that people think is they think if they have a CPA or an accountant or somebody that does their taxes, even a preparer, that they know everything about taxes and they're going to be able to save them as much as they can. So, you know, and rightfully so, people think if you're really good at doing taxes and understand the codes a little bit or even can fill out advanced forms in depreciation, things like that, that these people are brilliant. The fact of the matter is that's not what most CPAs are designed to do. Most of them are just advanced tax preparers. They may do 400, 500, 600 tax returns in a year and have a great practice, make plenty of money. And that's what they've all been doing for the last 50 or 60 years. And it's a good model, and they can make, you know, most of them are not, you know, business, you know, want two or three businesses or anything. They're not huge business people. They're technicians. They do that preparation, and that's where they stop. You get a few things like entity planning, put your money in a 401k, things like that, the regular stuff that everybody knows about. But they just want to get to the next tax preparation case. That's all they're doing, and that's how they make their money. So they're not tax planners. And the wealthiest have a design tax plan. Usually ours are about 60 pages long with some bulwark strategies, maybe about six or seven bulwark strategies. And then we'll put some proprietary Hilton strategies in there. Of course, all of this stands up to IRS scrutiny. It's all legal, moral, ethical. You can only guess that with the Hiltons, and stands up to that scrutiny that the IRS would have. And that's a big myth, too, is that most people think if you do anything different, because they're told that by their CPA, that they're going to be audited. It's just the opposite. By doing it in a design plan, formalized tax plans, we actually reduce a client's risk of getting audited, not make it more likely that they'll get audited.
I think that would probably surprise people. But to your point, between the actual Internal Revenue Service laws, code, and then hundreds of thousands of pages of case law, I don't want to say that it's asking for it, but they're inviting strategies and they're inviting planning.
That is interesting you say that. And I can tell you're a smart guy, because a lot of people don't get that. That there's a reason why there's 178,000 pages. First of all, the majority of all of those, some of them are kind of, you know, bureaucrats in the IRS that kind of design them, and then they get rubber stamped. And everything the IRS does has to be rubber stamped by the legislatures. And the legislate, both in Congress and the Senate, all of those individuals, they're some of the richest people in the world. They've put those strategies in there to, I don't want to be cynical with this, but let's be honest, it's reality, to a lot of them to help themselves and help their friends and their cronies. But there's no reason then why we can't take advantage of those same strategies, techniques, deep dive code things to do the same and save as much money as they save on their taxes.
So if you have some money saved up, $250,000 or more, there are some opportunities, and probably quite a few opportunities. I think you referenced quite a few. So you said maybe six or seven bulwark and then a handful of the Hilton strategies. Do you have some favorites, or can you share a couple with us?
So let me first make a point here. I was kind of talking about portfolio investing, and we do a lot of smart money investing kind of on the institutional side. On the tax side, if you pay $25,000-$30,000 plus in taxes, we can design a plan for you. Okay. And that's a lot of business owners, high paid execs, physicians, individuals like that. That make enough money to pay where they pay substantially in taxes. I mean, I literally just got off the phone and we finished a plan with an individual. We saved them over $1 million this first year, we'll save. Ultimately, the goal, though, is to get them to the zero tax bracket, which is where the majority of the wealthiest of the wealthiest are.
Got it. Person you saved $1 million for, was he or she pretty happy?
What's that? Say that again.
Person you saved $1 million for. Pretty happy.
Yes, was actually shocked. And a lot of times people don't believe it. Although everything they see, and even sometimes in this individual had their own CPA, they're moving over to us now because our CPAs are more tax planning focused than their other CPA. But their CPA even reviewed it and said, hey, there's nothing wrong here. Everything is the way it's supposed to be. So they were a little shocked and they had to double check. But I totally understand that. I get it.
Yeah, for sure. Trust but verify, Mark.
Yes, trust but verify.
I like it. And can you share a couple of the strategies or opportunities?
Yes, absolutely. So everyone knows about, for instance, like home office deductions. And on the surface, people go, oh, well, I'm already doing that. My CPA already has me set up. But actually, I don't know, there's three to save on home office expenses. And two of them are going to be the minimum amount. The third one gets you the maximum amount of deduction. And most CPAs don't even share that with individuals because there's a little bit of complexity to an implementation complexity. But of course, we know how to do that and we know how to take advantage of that code. There's another bulwark strategy that some people might know about, but others don't. We call it tax-free rent, where you basically kind of rent your home back to yourself, your business does, to get a direct deduction there. We also dive into fringe benefit deductions for business owners. And there's about five or six different fringe benefits that most business owners don't take advantage of. Plus, we design accountability plans to where their businesses or can pay themselves back. We also have some tax mitigation, direct tax mitigation strategies. Interesting that you asked about the lies and the truth earlier, because actually on the film side, I just happened to mention that we have some tax mitigation strategies that are federal based mitigation strategies, not just state strategies, which many people know about, to where we can get three or four times more in tax savings by investing in certain types of movie projects. That's an advantage of maybe an advanced tax mitigation. And we've got a slew of those too that we use for our clients. So that gives you a little taste of some things they can do. But what we do is we package that all together. So all of those work synergistically together and they complement each other. And it's a plan, it's a design plan that can be used year after year.
Nice. I imagine that most everybody that you talk to, that this certainly piques their interest. If they're having to write a check to the government for $25,000, $30,000, and then you can potentially get them to the point where they're writing a smaller check or maybe even none, that does say, this is something I want to pursue. What stops people from going through with it? Just momentum? And this is what
most people do when they go through the process, dude. It's kind of, and we've set it up and the Hiltons have it. You know, we do not outrageously charge like tax attorneys do to do this type of thing. Most of them, when they go through the process, it's kind of a no-brainer. So the vast majority of the people that actually come to us, we can save generally, if they qualify, we can save about 50% the first year on their taxes. And then we'll work over time. And when they engage with us, you know, over a 2 or 3 year period of time to then get them to the zero tax bracket. That's not, we don't guarantee that, but the vast majority of people that we work with, we get them to that place. But that takes a little bit of time and layering of strategies as we go forward and getting to know the client better and being able to design and add things into their tax plan, their basic foundational tax plan.
Got it. I imagine it does take a little bit of time in order to get something done for an upcoming tax year. How much lead time is typically required?
So the one thing about proactive tax planning, we call it proactive on purpose, because it's not reactive tax planning or after the fact tax planning. So a lot of people come to us and go, hey, I paid so much money in 2023 and 22. And can you look at those returns and can you do all the planning? We can't go backwards. Now, oftentimes, because the CPAs that we work with are probably, you know, top tier in the entire country. And oftentimes when they bring a client on board, they'll go back and they find mistakes and various things because they're really good at what they do. But that's relatively minor. Tax planning is the current year forward. So right now we're going into the heaviest part where we start to go back with all our clients, layer strategies, but new clients we bring in. This is where actually we start middle of August, and that's what we call tax planning season, getting everything done and implemented before the end of 2024 to save for 24. Okay, does that make sense?
It does.
Yeah, so that's different than, so, you know, once December 31st, 2023 ended, you can't go back and do planning. There's a few things we can do, some for some very wealthy people with some advanced tax planning strategies we have to go back, but those are kind of specialized strategies. But for the most part, we're going from 2024 and then every year being proactive on that same schedule.
Got it. Excellent. Well, Mark, you've given us a handful already. We're ready for that difference-making tip. What do you have for us?
Well, I would say, and we've talked mainly about tax planning today, I'd say the difference maker is not automatically relying, and just because most people have a gut feeling that they feel like they're paying too much in taxes. About 95% of the people that come to us when we, again, if they qualify, we look and they are overpaying substantially. So that gut feeling you have about overpaying is, and the big tip is, the courts have consistently for decades, the Supreme Court, district courts have said over and over and over that you do not have to pay more in taxes than what is legally required. And that's what tax planning is all about, putting a plan together to take advantage of those codes and various strategies where you're not overpaying. You're paying exactly what you should be paying.
Well, I think that is great stuff. That definitely gets a come on. Mark, excellent. thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? How can they engage? And where can they get their copy of Hilton Wealth, How to Invest Like an American Dynasty?
Well, they can, it's real simple. They can just go to our website, which is HiltonWealth.com. Real simple to remember, HiltonWealth.com. And on there, there may be some pop-ups. I don't do all the technical stuff in my business. There's probably some pop-ups in there and so forth where you can go in there and order one of my two books. Again, The Tax-Free Business Owner, How to Zero Out Your Taxes. And then also Hilton Wealth, which is my newest book, How to Invest Like an American Dynasty.
Excellent. Well, if you enjoyed this much as I did, show Mark your appreciation. Share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to HiltonWealth.com and check out a lot of the things that Mark and I have been talking about today. Get your copy of Hilton Wealth, How to Invest Like an American Dynasty. And if your gut is telling you, I should look into this because I think I'm paying too much in taxes, well, then take the first step and schedule time to chat with Mark. Thanks again, Mark.
Thank you, George. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Finally, a friendly reminder, there's never going to be anybody more interested in your financial success than you are, so act accordingly.